Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump promising to work hard to unify the country and, in his words, make America great for everybody. Mr. Trump predicted the nation will see something that is so amazing, he says, today when he is sworn in as the 45th President of the United States. President-elect spoke before a crowd of donors late Thursday.
So I just want to thank everybody. We're going to have four incredible years. It's going to be something special. We have in the audience a special person who's worked very hard, who married very well. It's my daughter, Ivanka. Where is she? I sort of stole her husband. He is so great. If you can't produce peace in the Middle East, nobody can.
Mr. Trump was speaking about his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who is a real estate developer and investor as well as publisher, and will serve as a senior advisor to Mr. Trump in the White House. Outgoing U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says U.S. airstrikes have killed several dozen Islamic State fighters in two military camps about 45 kilometers southwest of the city of Sirte in Libya. Strikes were authorized by President Obama in what likely was the last military operation to be approved by the outgoing U.S. leader. United Nations Security Council has recognized Adamo Barrow and Gambia's new president, while longtime leader Yahya Jammeh refuses to give up power. Barrow took the oath of office in the Gambian embassy in neighboring Senegal. ECOWAS, the African Union, and the UN Security Council have called in separate communiques for all necessary measures to protect the Gambian people. This is VOA News.